Okay, let's return now to Porky Ring, to where the Inti Leco County Junior Football Final has just been played between Glanworth and Ballygarvan. Victory going to Glanworth, 8-5. Let's go back a week and rejoin John Cashman.
And a very warm welcome back to Porky Ring, where excitement is certainly high amongst the Glanworth folk here. They've ended a big, big famine by winning the County Junior A Grade Football Championship title here by 8-5 against Ballygarvan. First man, I'm going to talk to us, a very vital member of the backroom team, selector James Condon. James, match has only finished a few minutes. What's the feeling like?
It's just unbelievable. It's hard to put into words, to be honest about it. The efforts and, like, the dream. We've been on an incredible journey this year. Even in the lead-up to the game, like, all the talk was about Ballygarvan, and in fairness, they've come through a hard route. But, like, we've had our own journeys. Words can't describe it. It's just magnificent. 23 years. I'm just delighted for everybody associated with the club. And those people, like, God be good to them, that have left us. I tell you this much, they're above in heaven and they're smiling today. And, like, there's too many to mention, but this is for everybody. Everybody in the parish.
It was a really, really hard won final, James. I suppose the spade work was done early with 3 points on the board. Ultimately, there were deciding factors in the end.
Yeah, well, we felt starting the game that we would have to start very, very well, because we've been noticing in Ballygarvan, like, they never stop. And basically, if we could put them under pressure and make them chase the game, because we felt coming in we were a bit livelier outfit and moving the ball. So even for ourselves, for confidence, first county final for a lot of these boys, so get a good start. And, like, in fairness, we didn't expect it. I think we held Ballygarvan scoreless for most of 20 minutes, I'm not sure of the figures, but it was, I think that was instrumental in setting up the victory today. That gave us the platform and gave us the belief.
You looked to be in control for the majority of that first half, but as the interval became a bit near, the game became a little bit more disjointed. Ballygarvan were creeping back into it. Was it a factor of concern for you?
Of course. With a lot of possession, and, like, the fact, I think they brought us down to a point, it was 3-2, and I think Mikey Sheen kicked the crucial free, just to give us that, that bit of at half-time, just to give us that bit of an extra edge that we needed, and we deserved to be ahead at half-time. I think psychologically, if we went in 3 points each at half-time, you know, maybe second half would have been different. But in fairness to the lads, they responded brilliantly.
Stay with me, James, because I'm going to pick up the story this match with a man that joined the fray at half time at right half forward, Pierre O'Driscoll. When you came on, your Christian name gave us a little bit of difficulty here, because we were mentioning it so often. You had a fantastic second half. You came on, obviously, really fresh in this match and really wanted to prove a point.
Well, I was just delighted just to get my chance, because I knew pretty much all week what the team was going to be. I knew it wasn't selected, but look, coming on there, if I was on the line, I'd be just as happy. And look, there's another, like, maybe 20 guys on that line, and they've been training there since January. It's even been 2 years. We had a small break last year after we were knocked out. I think it was maybe 7 or 8 weeks. So those guys have given, they've actually given up their lives. Those guys, they've barely seen a night out since last Christmas. I'm telling you, since the social last year, they really put their shoulder to the wheel, every single one of them. And I'm actually just delighted today for the people at Glanworth, because they're absolutely stone-mad football. We're in a real, like, hurling area. You know, Norcork's known for its hurling, and there's such a great tradition there. And there's guys there, like, they're nearly in tears out there, guys who played back in the 70s, even guys in the 50s. It's an absolute credit to the club. And this thing was won, like, back since underage. There's so many guys out there you can see, you know, Mike Lee, Tillin, and the Noel Sheens, all of them, like, and it took someone like Pat Spratt this year to bring a bit of professionalism to it and just drive it on that bit more. And it was absolutely unbelievable. Down to the final tee, we knew, you know, what was going on with Ballygarvan. I'm not so sure they knew much about us, but we had them down to a tee, and we knew exactly what we had to do today. We fucking did it, so delighted.
And Pierre, just to refer to the second half there, and particularly when you were situation, you were led by a couple of points, and then Ballygarvan started to come back at you again. You played some vital passes, got involved, picked up a lot of loose ball or whatever like that. Obviously, your own contribution hugely pleasing to yourself, but inside, did you feel that the guys were going to get the points to keep you ahead, or did you feel this Ballygarvan challenge was going to come and reach the line?
Well, you're telling about passes inside. I've been playing with those guys since under 12, and you don't really have to look up, just leave it in, and there's the two Mikeys. They're famous for that. Just put it into the space and you know they'll be out in front. They'll get their freeze or they'll take their points. So it's not that hard when boys like that are inside. The man standing beside me here now, he's a pleasure to play with, in fairness. He really, really is. And he's going places as well. More than the Cork Juniors, I say.
Well, the man standing beside you is actually the man of the match, the Evening Echo man of the match for 2009 in this junior final, and that's Michael Sheen. Michael, firstly, many congratulations to you. This must be one of your proudest moments in the GAA field.
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. you know, it's not really about the individual awards now at all. It's more about the team. This is absolutely 100% about Glanrick, the whole parish now at this stage. There's been people coming down to make tea for us, sandwiches, people looking after us at training. It's the whole parish at this stage. People came out to watch us train on a cold Tuesday night before we played the county semi-final. There was about 30, 40 down there just to watch us train. So this is for everyone. This is no individual prizes here at all.
And Pierre mentioned to me about the spirit and I suppose the unity that's within the camp, of course, but the Glanrick Club is actually uniting three different national schools. So in a way the GA Club is uniting the parish.
Oh, it is, absolutely. You can see here the amount of kids that had flags, that had kind of horns here today. The sport after every score was absolutely unbelievable, and we give you a great kind of motivation to go on and get the next score as well. Like, and you know, you're kind of winning it for them as much as you are for the team, but you know, there's one man really that this is all about, and the man that he stuck with us from 2 years ago, it's Pat Spratt. That man has put his heart, his life into Glanrick with the last 2 years. He's a half an hour ready early for every training session, and he's a half an hour leaving after everyone else every single night of the week, and this is as much for any one of us as it is for him.
Did you feel coming into the final today that this team had this quality performance within them?
Oh, without a doubt. And I would even say, like, you know, we can go better. Like, once we have this one, we'll celebrate this. Like, but what's to say we can't go and win the Munster and All-Ireland? Like, how nice it would be to play in Croke Park in February.
What was the deciding factor, though, Michael? Because when we look back last year, when you met in the semi-final of the championship, you lost by 112 to 6 points. That's a big scoreline to overturn.
Yes, but, like, that day, the things just didn't go right for us. We didn't play well. I suppose, in one way, it helped us motivate us for this year, and that we knew we had to get stronger. We knew we had to get kind of more physical as well to play against the likes of Ballygarvan, the likes against White Cross, Glengarriff. I think all those games up along have stood to us in the final today again, and our fitness came out supreme there at the end. We controlled the ball for the last 5 minutes when we really needed it.
What a 5 minutes it was, though, because as the match aged, you were led by two, then you led by three, but Ballygarvan kept coming. So the huge defensive display by your back.
Oh, like, as I said, like, you know, just any one of them could have got men in the match today. They were all absolutely unbelievable. It was they stopped everything, absolutely everything from going in. You know, Ballygarvan didn't score that much from play. It was all freeze. That's huge testament for the work that they did and the effort that they put in today.
Finally, I'm going to go back, before we talk to James again in a moment, back to Pierre O'Driscoll. He told me at the start, don't ask me where the name came from. So I made you a promise. I won't. I'll ask you an easier one. The Munster Championship, are Glanrick going to be there? Are you going to go on and really go forward in this championship?
Well, James Conn is looking at me now. Like, so the answer is yes, definitely. I think we've got the Kerry Championship. Is it Castle Gregory or is it Clare? Whichever team it is, look, it doesn't really matter. Look, once the boys know, like, we'll have our few nights, I'd say, and we'll be back to the pitch, and we're not going to leave an opportunity to go like this. You know, you don't get a chance to get on once or too often. We were saying that today we might get a chance to be back here again, so we're going to take our chances, and I've no doubt that we could be in maybe Thurles later on the year, or even maybe Croke Park in February, so get the popcorn ready.
And if you are, definitely keep an eye on those names, Michael Sheehan and Pierre O'Driscoll. Remember, you held it here on C103. Before we hand you back to the studio, we have to finish with James Condon again. James, it's been a fantastic odyssey, this championship. I know the name of Pat Spratt keeps coming up in all the tributes and all the reflections of the year. He's made a massive contribution.
Listen, this wouldn't have happened without Pat Spratt. Like, everyone in the parish has been fantastic, but he has been the X factor. Like, he's unbelievable. Attention to detail is... like, words can't describe this man. Like, I am just so privileged to know him, and even throughout the year, he's become a friend to all of us, and the bond is so tight that he has with the team. He manages just to get the best out of everyone. His team talks are unbelievable. They're absolutely unbelievable, because to be honest, at this stage, for his team talks, I'd nearly want a box of Kleenex with me, because I just keep crying. But no, he's attention to detail. He could be on the phone 5 or 6 times a day. He's always thinking. He's put his heart and soul. Like, this man is going places the same as the few of the lads, and I'm just privileged to know and work with him. The man is an absolute legend.
Finally, James, the lads are claiming they've had no night out since last Christmas. Surely tonight is going to be a big night. What's going to be planned in Glanrick?
Well, I'll be supervising to make sure that they're enjoying themselves, and if anyone knows me, they will have a good night. Well, to be quite honest with you, obviously, I think there's a parade, there's going to be a band. I mean, this is, like, we didn't want to think too far ahead, and even when club officials were kind of talking, what do you want to do, I said, we'll concentrate, we'll win the thing first. But I'm sure they're all good people. Lynn Fahey, their secretary, Ollie Ryan, Shawnee Pierce, Kevin Callaghan, Pauline, Tom, I mentioned them all, but they've been all been fantastic, absolutely fantastic to us. So,
it's in their hands, and I tell you this much, Glanworth's going to be rocking tonight.
Well, after 33 years in the background of football, Glanworth is back in the headlines again this evening. 1976, the Intermediate Championship against Ballyvoney was the last time a county football cup came to Glanworth. It's about to step into the parish in the next 90 minutes or so, because Glanworth are county junior football champions for 2009, Rory. Glanworth 8 points, Ballygavin 5 points, John Cashman for Coxport Sunday at Portheerin.
Many thanks to John for that reporting live there from Porky Ring. Once again, the Evening Echo County Junior Football Final has been won by Glanworth. They've beaten Ballygarvan 8 points to 5.